I'm Jenna Dooley. The Illinois Gaming Board released guidance for casinos and video gaming terminals gearing up to resume operations. It comes as the state eases out of the stay-at-home closures, but Gaming Board Administrator Marcus Fruchter says there are still a lot of unknowns.
The timing and conditions for resumption of gaming is unknown at this time and will be based upon public health guidance and metrics and will proceed within the framework of Governor Pritzker's Restore Illinois plan.
Casinos ceased operations on March 16th. The newly released guidance requires casinos to submit pandemic resumption plans to the Gaming Board for approval. The states surrounding Illinois have already begun reopening casinos. In other news, a federal judge says the state has been too slow in responding to the needs of inmates with hearing problems. Bill Wheelhouse reports.
The court admonished the Department of Corrections for its slow response in helping getting hard-of-hearing inmates tested and fitted with proper equipment. Rachel Weisberg, an attorney with disability rights group Equip for Equality, says there are 1,500 inmates who need devices like hearing aids.
And when you're in prison, you know, a hearing aid is such an important device, not only to help you hear, but really to protect your safety.
The judge says the state's prison system wasn't adhering to a settlement reached 2 years ago. Weisberg says it's been taking up to 8 months for prisoners to get tested and get devices. The court says the Department of Corrections should test within 3 months. A corrections spokesperson would not comment. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
Illinoisans will have further protections from utility shutoffs after the current moratorium. Utility companies have been prohibited from disconnecting all electric, gas, water, and sewage services since March 18th. That's when Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker initiated a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The agreement includes the Illinois Commerce Commission, Attorney General Kwame Raoul, and major utility companies in Illinois. And the moratorium will extend until the state enters Phase 4 of the governor's Restore Illinois plan. People who would have had their services shut off will be given a 30-day grace period after the moratorium is lifted. I'm Jenna Dooley.
I'm Leah Lerner. Counties in southern Illinois, which reported new COVID-19 cases yesterday, were Jackson and Johnson counties. Overall, the region's positivity count continues to decline. As far as the state positivity rate from the past 7 days is 4%. That was announced yesterday, along with an additional 766 new cases of COVID-19 and an additional 91 deaths. Illinois State Police say the remains of a missing El Dorado man were found in Gallatin County this week. Investigators say the body of 32-year-old Chase Mitchell of El Dorado was found on Tuesday in a rural part of the county. An autopsy confirmed his identity. Wednesday. Mitchell was reported missing on May 5th, and a multi-agency team has worked to locate him since then. State Police say numerous agencies are continuing to investigate his death. The busy Pinckneyville Square saw dozens of sign-carrying demonstrators yesterday. The gathering was organized by several friends at Pinckneyville High School, including Michaela Reinecker, who says she is following the nationwide protests and believes her hometown needs a change in thinking. When asked if there is a racism problem in the United States, fellow student Logan Wildermuth said yes, 100%. He added he can't sit by and do nothing about the problem. In the crowd were several older demonstrators who said they had protested during the Vietnam War era and said the social problems in this country are still not fixed. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner.